The rimfire continues to spread in Yosemite National Park and the Stanislaus National Forest. It's now charred about 150,000 acres and is about 15% contained. Capital Public Radio's Marianne Russ is covering the fire and joins us with details. Marianne, how are the firefighting efforts going at this point?
Well, I just spoke with Daniel Berlant of CAL FIRE, and he says that overnight humidity did go up, and that helped to curb the spread of the fire a bit. But they are expecting more of those strong winds today, which of course may push the fire eastward again. That's into Yosemite National Park. Berlant says this fire is so large, it's so explosive, that it continues to create its own weather, which is a real challenge for fire crews.
We start to see erratic winds as the fire pushes it in any direction that it wants to take it. So even though we've got strong winds out of the south, we are often seeing erratic winds in all directions caused by the fire itself.
Marianne, what kind of resources are they using to fight this fire now?
Yeah, what are they not using on this one? This is now the 13th largest fire in state history, according to CAL FIRE. There are over 3,600 firefighters battling this one on a number of different fronts. There are still 4,500 homes that remain threatened. Berlant tells me there are hundreds of fire engines available. What they've been doing is using aircraft to drop retardant and trying to build lines around communities like Twain Hart and Tuolumne City in the hope that will hold the fire back. But if the wind does push it over those lines, they have, you know, hundreds of fire engines available to fight if any homes are threatened, if that's is in fact what happens. There are several evacuation warnings and advisories still in effect. A couple of homes on the northeastern portion of the fire, those were put in place yesterday, and they are working to get out of harm's way as quickly as possible. Other evacuations, like the Pine Mountain area, have been lifted.
Well, yeah, what about people who've been evacuated? Where are they going?
Well, a lot of people are choosing to go to family and friends, but there is a Red Cross shelter set up in Sonora. Just checked in with them this morning as well. They said last night there were 91 evacuees in the shelter. That's at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. That's down from a high of 184 people on Friday night, largely because some evacuation orders were lifted. Jordan Scott with the American Red Cross says they're prepared to help up to 1,000 people at that shelter if needed.
A lot of these people who come in don't get that much time to pack up and evacuate their homes. So it's very important that we have all these supplies on hand, from food to cots to blankets and pillows, and just these essential needs that people are going to need when they come into this shelter.
Well, and of course, at capradio.org, we have extensive coverage of the rimfire, so you'll find photos, satellite images, time-lapse videos, maps, links to air quality reports. You name it, we've got it.
Capital Public Radio's Marianne Russ. Thanks, Marianne.
You're welcome.